Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Forgot my meds.
I forgot my cholesterol medicine.
Roller coaster.
Carla's going to have a fun day or so.
My mood leveling medicine.
Well, you shouldn't need that for the next couple days.
Yeah, there's a hurricane. There's a hurricane. It's at our hotel room.
I'm fine.
If you've just joined us, Mike has evacuated his home and he forgot his mood leveling ointment.
Carla takes
the same ones. So she brought enough for me.
Well, that's nice. That's a good couple's activity.
Hi, Oscar and Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Tell Oscar and Rob what I told you about your friends.
Worst case scenario, they're all going to die.
Oh, my God. Mike.
That was Irma when we drove up to Virginia. I think that was the last time we had that. And we did drive up to Virginia. So
you missed the teddy bear toss.
Closer to home.
That's right.
What's that? You missed the teddy bear toss.
He's got an amazing memory, doesn't he?
He's like a photograph. I'm going to get off the line.
You don't want to. You don't want to talk about that.
You know, I could endure many more minutes of you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, TMOS is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. If you are first-time listeners, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. You are in for a treat. And for our longtime friends, thank you for your continued support and spreading the word every day about TMOS and great places like Flagstaff, Arizona, Napili, Hanakawa, Maui, Hawaii, Clam, Virginia, Foley, Alabama, Newark, Greenland, and Fredonia, New York. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started.
What happened to just the regular opening of the show?
Well,
jumped right in and read the script.
Yeah, we do that in the second section.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
This is TMOS.
Right.
It's Wednesday.
Right.
Or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And dude, I don't even know what's going
that's
on.
That's the first thing you do.
Yeah, does Mike do that?
Well, Mike, I didn't know if he'd have his thing in front of him. So I was going to now take this up.
I don't have anything.
Now I was going to say, ladies
Mike
and gentlemen.
Mike doesn't even have a home right now.
He has a home. How dare you?
He doesn't know that.
He's just traveling is all. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Okay, last we left you. You had 5 different hotel bookings just in case of trajectories, which I think was phenomenal thinking ahead.
Yes.
So you book them, you cancel them, you book them, you cancel them, you book them, you cancel them. You kept one of your bookings.
We booked this one 2 days ago. I booked this 2 days. We are now officially evacuated from a little town called Estero, Florida, where we never dreamed that we would get a mandatory evacuation. We just got it, and we've been here, though, on the other side of the state in an area called Deerfield Beach, Florida, for I think we arrived here right around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we finished the tedious work of moving every possible item off our back porch that we could, anything that would be a projectile.
Yeah. Right.
I apologize if I'm dragging because we're just it's been an exhausting exercise just because of the uncertainty. And there are people right now that are looking at that track as it's continued to go east and east and east and east and now God knows, but pretty close to my area. We'll see what happens with that. The idea of, I had this overwhelming sense of that I had planned 24 hours earlier and it might serve me well. And as I saw nine neighbors doing exactly what I had finished yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
It wasn't a feeling of joy, but it was like, I knew it. I had a hunch that the whole thing is, this is the textbook example when you're dealing with a hurricane of prepare for the worst. And you have to have the plan. They say that, have a plan. I was saying this to Carla today, when they talk about having a plan, there's so many people that don't know what that is, that don't realize that if this happens, you do this. Yeah. If this happens, you do this. Now, I'm in a very advantageous situation.
The only plan I knew was Plan B.
Plan B.
You can get that over at the pharmacy.
Well, we're in Zone C. So that's not Zone B or Zone A. Zone A evacuated. Then they evacuated Zone B. But having
now, were you evacuated from your house after you had already begun to leave?
Made the call. Didn't think I would be that there would be a mandatory evacuation.
So
that
you not only got out in time, you probably beat a bad, bad traffic incident too. If you got out before mandatory
75,
evacuation,
there are two roads that go from west to east in Southwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
One is I-75 and the other one is Interstate 41, otherwise referred to as the Tamiami Trail, Tampa-Miami Trail.
Yeah.
The traffic when we were on there, so we were an hour and a half away. We left 10:30 a.m., somewhere between 10 and 10:30 a.m. Traffic was already starting to thicken. They're talking about, it's a mess now that people, leaving now. We're 24 hours away from getting the real bad part of that storm. But the thing that you worry about now that you're in it, and now that I've never gone through this really like this, I evacuated once before, went up to Virginia. It was not the same. This is much different because this is so much more my home now. And that's what... the first thing you do is you secure your family and you make sure they're safe. There's a spaghetti plot that sends this effer of a hurricane directly over southwestern Florida and across to right where I am now. I don't want to say, I'm not going to start knocking forecasters, but they've been wrong from the absolute day one. They've been wrong, 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 wrong. It has changed every single time. And I know they run these plots, but what's the point of having a forecast if you don't have, these cones? I think a lot of people that have gone through this probably echo my sentiments. These cones that they show you, they give you a general idea of what's going on, but they're not reliable. So if you're really living in an area where specifically this thing's going to come your way, you have to look at the cone as, how would I put it? You have to look at the cone as kind of a general idea.
Yeah. So you said,
certainly not a forecast.
You said that the first priority is to make sure your family is safe. So am I to believe you brought them with you?
No, I left them in the home.
Okay. Well, someone needs to watch the house.
How do you project what is calm, sincere, thoughtful, positive energy in such a negative situation?
Yeah.
The idea of planning it and having your act together. I don't think that we're anything special. I think that this comes to my broadcasting career. This comes to when there's a situation like this.
DJ instincts.
What's that?
DJ instincts. They kick in.
You have to breathe deep and just really be pragmatic.
Yeah,
and
you
say,
have to.
Because what you find in a situation, I want to see what Pony texted me here.
What's the latest path?
What is he got?
Pony has a path that is coming from the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Covers all of Florida, yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you Pony. Keep us updated.
Sure. That's funny. That made me laugh out loud. We've had a few laughs today. I go into and pardon me for being the kind of the way I was yesterday. I go into this mode where I just want to be ahead. It's almost like scooping somebody for a story.
Yeah.
You want to do that. And I know And as I said to Carla, I said, Carla, you're on a road right now where at 5 p.m. tonight, regardless, you're not going to go anywhere. It's going to be a parking lot. Carla had two appointments today. And at 5:30 this morning, she came out there. I was quiet. We didn't scream and yell. We didn't do that. But I said, I looked at her and I just said, I think you're out of your mind if you do this. I think we ought to beat feet by 10, 11 a.m. There's a lot of work still to be done here to get stuff out of danger's way that could damage property, not to just our house, but the houses next door.
Yeah.
So she looked at me and she said, yeah, and canceled. And
thoughtful approach. I would have marched in and said, it's my way. And then we hit the highway.
I would have said, bring the clients with you.
Carla has been next to me this whole time, like supportive. But are you listening to this, honey? I would be lying if I didn't say it's been grudging. It's been grudgingly. Yeah. Every friggin' thing I've asked her to do, she's gone a little bit of kicking and screaming, you know.
Well, makes it fun, doesn't it?
She likes to take care of her clients.
Sure.
But she likes to take care of her clients.
It's a full service joint.
Yeah.
Likes to take care of her clients. And it's a, you know, it's just been, it's been crazy.
How has your young man been with all of this?
He's exhausted. I let him stay up and watch the worst quarterback in the NFL last night. So it was like, and then I had a couple of Irish whiskeys when I was doing that. And then I ate cookies after that. Stress, my anxiety manifests itself in ingesting food.
What kind of cookies?
They were these thin things you get at Costco.
Oh, you can eat 300 of them.
Yeah.
Coconut thins.
Oh, I've had them.
Yeah.
I'll eat the whole
bag. They're delish.
They are. They're very good.
They're very, very yummy. But we're here and we're queer and we're not going skiing. No, we're over here and it's going to be fine. But I have one overwhelming anxiety, and I mean it's real anxiety. And is that what am I going to go back to? I'm scared out of my mind.
That's
Did you crate the dogs at least?
What's that?
Did you crate the dogs?
The dogs are here with us at the hotel.
That's very generous of you.
What about the snake?
There's only one living creature. There are two. There's a fish and a snake. Mm. If the roof blows off, they might be in peril.
I believe the snake could eat the fish.
Yeah, and Free Willy.
The snake could survive even if it was blown into the woods.
Slink into freedom.
Exactly. He doesn't have a collar?
He doesn't have any snake tags.
You guys,
you wouldn't be able. You didn't have him chipped.
You gotta have him chipped.
Yeah, the collar keeps coming off.
Tags. That doesn't work out. So the only thing that I left behind was an entire broadcast studio. Mm. So it was a question of. Oh, by the way, because we have had since we moved in, we have these massively heavy aluminum.
Saw them
storm
on Facebook.
Shutters that are designed to go on the back sliding glass doors. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't put them on because the pavers that we've had since we moved in blocked the way. And I wasn't ready for that excavation. It just was, especially with the back that I have. So there were, I don't know how many of these goddamn things there were. So that was, you know, I said, we leave those on the old back patio. That's going to be, those are the type of things you see airborne.
Yeah, like a big 400-pound flying blade.
It's a wing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a blade. It's a gigantic blade, you know? And I said, we got to haul those back into the garage. And then we took, we have a giant umbrella that is one of those umbrellas that sits in a base and that hangs over.
And it's magic.
If you don't weight it, it'll blow all over the place.
Sure.
So you have to lift up the plastic cover, and then inside are these square 50-pound weight bricks that you have. And
the umbrella sort of holds the four of them together at right angles, and it's a horrible, horrible design.
It's a little tedious to work with.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that I was a good supervisor telling Carla how to pick up the 50-pound weight.
I would have just dumped that, you know, in the gully. But good luck.
Dump it in the gully. I didn't know Mike had a gully.
We have two chaise lounges out there.
Yeah.
And we threw them in the pool.
Yeah. You're like, later.
Later.
No, yeah. But no, you're supposed to. You're supposed
I didn't know that.
You don't have any place.
Where's it going to go? For them, so you know, where are you going to put them?
But the cool move was sliding that umbrella, which was now lightweight, and you were able to move it.
Sure.
It's massive. I mean,
I've seen them. They're huge.
They're like, giant, they're like 10 right? feet in diameter when you open massive. Them. Yeah, yeah.
And that is now in my living room at home.
Do you think it'll stay there? Because it's a good look.
You have you have I don't this is where you become an adult.
Yeah.
Which I know that sometimes that's hard for anybody listening to this show to believe. Like, I don't know what's covered under insurance. And
interesting you mentioned that because I have a story around that too.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Like, do you know your policy? I don't know my policy.
And the policy be paper mache if we get a, you know, the roof blows off. So what I know is this. I just heard this today watching the local news, Oscar. Apparently, that little exercise of just being safe and putting up storm shutters and hurricane shutters.
Yeah.
There are sneaky riders in these policies that they don't tell people that don't cover things if you don't have storm shutters up.
Mm.
And that's kind of sneaky. We did it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Really? They have that written in like in an underhanded way?
In certain policies.
Wow.
You know, the insurance companies have gotten destroyed down here in Florida with all
Hurricane
the
Andrew.
Irma, getting that. The other thing I did, and this would be hysterically funny. I can show you this a little bit. I did a walking tour, a video tour.
Yeah, so you can see all your assets.
Of my possessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's smart to do.
Yeah. I've done that.
Let me.
I have every piece of.
I'm going to hold it up. And of course, this is how it came out.
Well, just you and your wife. That is a possession, technically.
Yeah. Satanic possession.
No.
So here we go. There you go, Mike. Way to run the camera the right way. That's right.
It's a TV and an Xbox.
Way to run the camera the right way. Yeah. I'm that guy.
We got
to
upgrade you.
Well, they're not going to, Mike, they're not going to check your age. When they get that video, they're going to know how old you are. Got you
so
sideways.
I went through the house, and you know, when you think about things of real value in the home, two TVs,
right?
I took a video of the surround sound receiver that I have.
Recliner.
I have an expensive massage chair.
Mm-hmm.
I showed that. And then I went into the studio and I showed the, I took a real good close up of the camera that we have. Because that's really expensive. Yeah. And then dismissively at the end of the video, I went, and two iPads. Because it was, but the studio's.
You didn't get confused. You didn't get confused and throw the massage chair into the pool, did you?
No,
you don't want to do that.
But I got really down low to get the serial number and everything on it.
Now,
and
here's a question.
Oh, did I mention that we're going to New Orleans on April 15th?
Yeah.
We are going to be in New Orleans. Tickets go on sale November 1st for our big show in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we'd love you to be there. It's exciting. It's the House of Blues.
People are already booking their trips. They're booking their hotels.
I mean, that sweetheart deal that he got on his. And hey, by the way. All right. Now you can turn the music off. So join us in New Orleans this spring. We're looking forward to it. May I simply say. To those certain individuals, this happens every time we have tickets to an event.
I know what you're going to say.
I want to make it really clear, people. It's not about you as an individual, okay? Your desire, one guy, this guy, Dan Ware, on like four different threads. By the way, you think April 15th is enough lead time? To adjust schedules, and this guy's just going, and he hops on another thread just to say he can't make it.
He can't make it.
No.
I'm glad he can't make it too.
The hostility. Relax, and not to you guys. You guys have every aspect of this and have lived it since we've done the show of like who can be happy, who can't be happy. We haven't had an East Coast show in 5 years, and every time we head out to Vegas or anywhere else outside of the East Coast or East Coast with air quotes.
Yeah.
People yell at us then. They get like, I can't make it to Vegas. Are you crazy?
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
But New Orleans, it's been 5 years. We haven't had a show in this region, close to the East Coast, in 5 years. And I think it's fair to say that we're going to have a blast. And for those that, you know, are trying to finagle and figure out how to get there, I love that. For those who are complaining about it, the passion is slightly annoying because you're vocalizing it, but fine, I get that. But for me, the overwhelming response is positive, that I've seen it.
Oh, it's very positive.
Oh, very positive, but indeed, yeah.
You know me. You give me one negative.
That's what you're going to focus on?
You know, I'm finding out whether I have a roof one in about 48 yeah. hours. I'm not going to know whether my child is going to be educated in Florida or the great state, of
Virginia.
Homelessness.
Yeah.
You know,
now, I did have a question about when you say you have a plan and you prepared and you did. But if I was facing something like this, did you bring any personal effects with you?
Yeah, like your
from
rosary.
The house, like a photo album would have been something people would have taken in the yeah. old days. Of course, pictures are all digital now.
Yeah, you got a thumb drive.
Did you take anything with you like that? Something that you've deemed
any. Like your crypto thumb drive.
I mean, I don't
with the know, password on it.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's digital. Everything's legacy boxed. Everything yeah. is
oh, good. Good.
You know, there are photographs on the wall, but everything's in my camera. You know, yeah. I mean, the valuable sentimental pictures and
any ointments or medications.
Forgot my meds.
Oh, no.
I forgot my cholesterol medicine.
Roller coaster.
Carla's going to have a fun day or so.
My mood leveling medicine.
Well, you shouldn't need that for the next couple days.
Yeah, there's a hurricane. There's a hurricane. It's at our hotel room.
I'm fine.
So if you've just joined us, Mike has evacuated his home and he forgot his mood leveling ointment.
It's
the
a
mood
song.
Level is Carla takes song. The same ones. So she brought enough for me. She brought enough for me.
Ration them.
Well, that's nice. That's a good couple's activity.
Yeah. Now you take half of this, and I'll take half of
We're
this.
We're going to level together.
Well, stay on both sides of the hotel room. We arrive at the motel, and there's a pool in back of it. We're right on the beach, close cool. to the beach. Which in September in this part of Florida, you got, you know, a great rate.
Is it a man-made pool is it a man-made pool or a naturally occurring pool?
It's a drainage ditch.
That's what I suspected. Yes.
No, they're like 50. By the way, they're getting a band when we arrive, a hurricane, outer hurricane band. It is blowing to beat the band, horizontal rain, everything. And blowing good out here now. As I said, it's 35, 85, I don't know.
In this battle
north of,
the
Keys.
In this battle of the bands, does it give you enough time to go to get some snack shack, like some resources that when the storm actually hits you
get a cold sixer?
Yeah, they have a restaurant on the property.
Okay. Got it. Because I'd worry about snacks. Yeah. Right?
Is it a Cracker Barrel?
Hotel?
No, the restaurant that's on the property, or is it actually part of the motel?
I think it's part of the motel.
So it's not a name place.
It's like one of those. It's like an elevated
Perkins.
You know the lobby where they serve breakfast?
Yes, Continental breakfast,
like a Denny's.
No, Denny's would be much bigger.
Okay. Oh boy,
it's elevated to that, but it looks. It's fine. We already ate lunch. It's okay.
What'd you have? What did they serve?
You're a hungry man.
I'm always hungry.
The cookies, the detail
always
there.
Hungry. I can't, you know
what'd
what?
You eat today?
Don't fault me.
No, you
I'm
look
hungry.
Great. I
all
saw his
the
lunch
time.
Today. It was turkey and carrots.
It sucks.
Poor guy.
Carrot time.
Turkey meat.
Yep. And carrots.
It's a sad lunch.
It is a sad lunch.
Yep.
Like deli slices?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I walked in
about
on
4
his
ounces
lunch,
of it.
And I'm like, oh, I see you're feasting. And
yeah, it was just like a scene out of the Dragon Show.
It was just
it's with me and my baby carrots.
What is it? Tricaris. And then he all this fire came out of the turkey. And then he took care of the turkey, smoked.
And the bad thing is that I ate a little earlier today, and now it's going to be tough getting through the day.
Yeah.
Should have saved my carrots.
I have my schedule before my back injury and then before all this hurricane stuff started, I was working out 3 days a week And I was playing golf 3 to 4 days a week. Yeah. And on the days I wasn't, I was taking my son to the batting cages and taking him to baseball practice. I had what I would describe as a full schedule. Now, if you add up my last 48 hours have been putting up storm shutters and moving furniture. I don't think I have felt this. And throw in a complete emotional wreck New York Giants game last night. Yes.
That was a sad viewing.
I don't believe I've been this exhausted.
Yeah, it looked like they won. And then
it's complemented by the fact that you are undergoing now intense stress going on 48 hours where you can't relax.
They did a news story about that too. They called it hurricane anxiety. I never even got to this. If you talked about, that's number one. Not knowing what I would come back to.
Yeah.
But when you hear people go through these storms, if something really bad does happen, you know, life and limb is always, that's the main priority. And I think I'm pretty well, I've got that covered. Unless we get a direct hit over in the hotel we drove to. That would be ironic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would destroy all the
last minute right turn. Boom.
It would destroy all the square eggs tomorrow for breakfast.
Yeah, the lovely square eggs that they'll be serving.
How do you explain a hurricane to an 8-year-old?
He probably knows more than we do.
He got crying about 2 hours ago. He was. That's the only part that made me feel weird, because he doesn't understand it that much, even though he's 9.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, 9.
Get it? Yeah. He doesn't totally get it, and he's wondering why his friends, two of his friends, are staying behind. Yeah. At least they were on our drive over here, but that might have changed.
Sure.
I think now a couple of them have
Darwinism.
I don't think it's now is not the time and place.
We did
Oscar.
Make a joke. He's got a sophisticated Michael. Come over here, Michael. You want to come out here?
Theory of evolution.
Yes. Survival of the fittest.
I'll let him tell you what
evolution.
I told
not so much here.
Thank you.
But both
all
great.
Right, no, just, you know, working on my tradecraft here.
Both great.
Hey, buddy. Tell me, what did I tell you? Say hi to Oscar and Rob.
Hi, Oscar and Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Tell Oscar and Rob what I told you about your friends.
Worst case scenario, they're all going to die.
Oh, my God. Mike.
But that's the worst.
Why would you give it to him straight like that? That is crazy.
He just have fun. He's sophisticated. He can handle it.
Yeah.
And you speak the truth.
We're all a little nervous.
What do you know about a hurricane, Michael, outside of what your father's given you?
Processing.
Oh.
They're dangerous and they have a lot of water.
Do you know how many?
That's true.
Do you know how many categories there are? How many categories there are of hurricane?
There's a category 1, category 2, category 3, category 4.
There you go.
And Armageddon.
Yeah,
it's a big disaster word. What is your? There's one thing he's most concerned about back in the home. And do you think? Can you guys guess what that is?
His gaming system.
Yeah,
Rob with the win.
How does a CPU float?
Yeah,
Rob with the win.
It's going to be okay, buddy.
It'll be okay. Trust me. Your friends will be okay. Yep. Everybody will be okay.
He's maintaining his schedule. I'm maintaining mine, and he's maintaining his Spanish schedule. So he got off with Angel, his Spanish teacher. Yeah.
So only Carla canceled.
Angel. We're not all the same, Mike.
Only. Want to speak with Oscar? Can you speak some of your...
Can I take over?
Yeah, take over. It's your show.
So what were you talking about?
No, I want to talk...
We're talking about Angel and Juan.
Wait, Oscar speaks Spanish?
Sí, hablo español.
Vague.
He's probably
What's better than that? You know.
Oh, get out of here. All right, go in your...
Yeah, Bolivia's landlocked. We don't get hurricanes.
Bolivia.
It's a South American country.
We're known for the Andes Mountains and mountains of cocaine.
Don't say good.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
You're the one that's telling death jokes.
Thank you.
Mike, I don't want to, end on a sad note here, but, I just want to, hurricanes are bad here, but you know where hurricanes are great?
Where?
At a bar in New Orleans.
It's funny, I heard your... Okay, so I'm getting your feed, so I get the news.
Yeah, you should get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Very Shannon great. Said that she's so excited about Louisiana, she's already looking for places to eat, like a schedule of restaurants to go and eat.
So when will she cancel this trip?
No, no, she won't cancel this
trip. Okay, I hope not. She was, Carrie had had a surprise for me, actually. Not only is Carrie coming, but she's going to try to finagle it so Julia gets to come because she's now old enough. She'll be 22 by the time we do the show.
Can I put in a request?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't do it as often as we should.
Right.
For the Friday night before the live show. And this is not going to supersede us from walking the quarter and bumping into listeners.
Right,
all
right, right.
Can I suggest
Thursday night? Yeah.
What's wrong with Friday night?
Because Friday we'll be preparing for the show, and I don't want to conflict with our Friday night plans.
So we're going to get there Thursday.
Yes.
I'm going down Monday.
Thursday night. Dinner. Team.
Yeah, I love that.
Team dinner.
Yes.
Just the dinner. Yeah. Just us.
Yeah. Just
our team.
Just the men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we do that?
Yes.
Just the men. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
the wives are invited too. Oh, I just
and there's a Ruby Tuesdays down there that's excellent. I enjoy great service there. Yeah.
The TGI McFrettigans. It's going to be fantastic. I don't think I will have any definitive answer by tomorrow at this time. We are locked in here for two nights with a option for a third. And if it's, you know, let me tell you what we get over where we are. What I worry about is that where I live is going to be underwater with a lot of roofs blown off. And talking to our neighbors recently, it's a scary time. This is the scariest part. And maybe by tomorrow when we check in, I will be able to give you more information, but I don't think so. So
now I know you have the technology in Maine. Do you have a doorbell cam or a Ring cam on your home here in Florida?
I do. I've got,
got the Ring of Security.
Everywhere. Yeah. So you'll be able to at least see around the neighborhood then. See a little
bit. Well, it's also, I think, the easiest way to know when you lose power because you don't have cameras anymore.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes. But I'll tell you, you can eat off that patio. We got everything out of there. And
what about the grill?
The grill is inside.
Is it really?
The grill is inside.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is inside. The only thing that's outside, we've got patio chairs and sofas.
Yeah.
That have, and we use those 50-pound weights to sit on.
That's smart. Yeah, that's smart.
Good to go. Yeah.
But of course, 150 mile an hour wind gust goes F you with that 50-pound weight.
No, I think they're pretty low slung. I think you have a chance with
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. But I'm
it's not like a
right
sail.
Now, if I was to show you a copy of the, and I wish we, Oscar, if I was technologically savvy, I could probably show you some. Well, I can actually.
Yeah,
I'm going to show you. One of the last things I did today was that I reconfigured. By the way, there's a shot of my patio.
Yeah,
right.
Shutter Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Shutter Island.
One of the last things I did today was that I configured
Shutter Day
a camera
Church of Shutter Day
to show Saints down the street from me, and to let people know what it's going to look like. So I'm going to see if I can bring that up, and I'll show you that it's not much wind at all. I don't think, at least there wasn't when I checked in earlier today. So I'm bringing that. Oh, there's looks like there's something hanging on my. There you go. There.
Oh, it's windy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see the palm fronds wiggling.
Old curly Q.
Yeah.
It's okay. Beautiful neighborhood.
Luxury neighborhood, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's what a long career in radio gets you, right there. Okay. Mike,
as people who are wondering,
screams happiness.
That's the actual house from the Golden Girls, isn't it?
It does look like the Golden Girls.
What the hell is in the corner?
It does.
What's in the corner of my
where
camera?
Where is Estelle?
That's a ghost.
That's Estelle's eyelash.
Yes, that's Estelle Getty.
Yes,
that is a frond of some kind that blew into the area,
or a nervous bird. I mean, it could be anything. Yeah. If that, just.
But I, if there's a collective school of thought, please think of everybody that's over there right now. We're here. We have both the ability and the means to get to a location. A lot of it is timing, but a lot of it is need, and there are people that have to stay.
Yeah.
Was out in the middle of this pouring rain today, and the two guys that do our trash were coming up the street, and I lit them both up and said, thank you for doing this, and thank you for everything you do.
Here's my cell. Keep an eye on the house.
Right down to the last. What'd you say?
Keep an eye on the house. Here's my cell.
That's right. Meanwhile, I saw them later, about 2 hours later, Mike, they were leaving with all of your shutters.
Can you?
If they can get them off in a short order, that's
if you had, and I always like to think like, oh, thank God that's gone. Remember at one point in Florida, you owned a boat?
Yeah.
Yes.
What would you?
When I moved down to Florida, I had a boat.
What would you do with a boat in this case? Like, I don't even know what you do.
You put it inside.
The house?
My boat was small enough where I had it inside.
Mm-hmm.
It was what they call a boatel.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know where they come out with the forklift and they lift them out of the water and then they shoot them over. Yeah.
It is a really nice facility to have that. It makes
I've seen those before. Yeah.
Those places get wrecked in hurricane winds. Because they're prefab aluminum buildings.
And they're tall, square buildings.
I thought you would move the boat to a different location.
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't think so.
Could you have used the boat to escape the eye of the hurricane path? You could have escaped by sea.
Ride it out to sea?
Exactly.
Aim for the eye?
Exactly.
And get out
there. It's common,
though. When we were checking in over here, a couple from Fort Myers Beach, we've been down there. We've done a show down there.
Yeah.
You guys know where that is. That's right now anticipating, I believe, a 4 to 7 feet, 7 foot storm surge.
Oh, my God.
People are
That's
in
a scary
for it,
part. You know?
That is horrifying.
It's sometimes I have the only moment I allowed myself to really think about that eye of that hurricane and the entire United States and where I live. And when you think about that tiny little eye of a hurricane, and here's where I live, you know, I know I live in Florida and we get hurricanes, but it still makes you, it gives you pause when you think how big the country is. And then you look at
this is the first time it's actually close to home at this manner. I recall broadcasts where you guys were thinking of going to the Civic Center to, you know,
ride it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in different storms.
That was Irma when we drove up to Virginia. I think that was the last time we had that. And we did drive up to Virginia. So
you missed the teddy bear toss.
Closer to home.
That's right.
What's that? You missed the teddy bear toss that
year. He's got an amazing memory, doesn't he?
He's like a photograph. I'm going to get off the line.
You don't want to talk about that.
You know, I could endure many more minutes of you. Him? he's right?
Yeah.
You know what he is, Rob? He's late taping Oscar. That's what he is.
No, I love taping.
Late in the day Oscar. Oh, blow me.
No, I just pulled the teddy bear toss.
He did pull the teddy bear toss, but you have to be nice to he's fussy because his shirt is really
tight.
Oh, my
God. These buttons.
They're going to go off. That's a category 4 shirt right now. That could take out a Chase Lounge.
Rob, how fat do I look in this shirt? Be honest.
You know what I was thinking about joining you guys, and I'll be back on tomorrow.
Okay, good.
With both of you to do the opening of the show, and thank you for covering the rest for me. But when I was thinking about this type, I knew what kind of broadcast I was going to do with you guys, and so I just wanted to say, Oscar Santana, Rob's been around.
True Nicky Goodbye, Diamond sir. Stuff. Yeah. Good luck to Mike down
ciao,
there.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. We'll take a break. Come back.
Sure it is
we got stuff to talk about. Let's see if your buttons make it.
Oh, my God.
No, you look chesty is all.
I don't think that's a compliment at this stage of my life.
All right, let me say this. Those stripes have never been less straight.
My God.
We'll be back after this.
Someone said, welcome to the big club, fella.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
Oh, my God, we're back again.
Yes, who's back? So excited you guys are back.
Did you miss me?
I missed you.
Don't I miss you?
Gee, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, my boy.
But now, I'm thinking I'm back.
You came back.
Said you might not want to. I knew you'd come. You would not come. You could not come.
We just wanted to see you. We miss you.
I y'all are. I'm glad for you to see me. I guarantee.
Ooh,
share, the Mike O'Mara Live Show returns to the House of Blues down in New Orleans. That's April 15th, 2023 at 8 p.m. Tickets go on sale on November 1st. And bonus show subscribers, watch your email for some pre-sale ticket advantages. Ooh, Lord. The Mike O'Mara Show live on stage. You're going to love it.
Ain't it bitchin'?
Always right with the world.
I'm just glad Mike wasn't here to hear that voiceover, because I bet he could have done it a lot better than me.
Follow him. He's in the middle of a hurricane.
That's true. That's okay. True. Yeah, we do it. You know, you do what you can, what you can. Harry's.
Oh, I love Harry's.
And Harry's is the absolute best. It's a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute to some overpriced drugstore just because you, Oscar, ran out of razors like a dummy. The solution? Harry's. They deliver right to your door, so you never need to worry. I'm a Harry's guy for life, and I have a lot of real estate that requires shaving.
I got the body wash, the razors.
Yo, you got
Harry's
everything.
Harry's for life.
Yeah, the best shaving cream in the world. We all are Harry's guys. An amazing price point. Blades that never seem to get dull. That is so true. And the best shaving cream and body wash that you can buy. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you'll get a free travel size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. That's a $16 value for just $3. Visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. If you don't like your shave, no worries. It's on them. So, no matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get that free travel-size body wash. Go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. The best.
I've got breaking news for you.
Oh, when it feels like breaking?
Well, for some time now, I've been talking about how this work from home it seems like it's waning, at least in the DC area.
Yeah, sure.
I have zero instinct for what's happening within, I guess, DC and the workforce.
Why?
And look, I'm self-aware enough to understand that there's a certain perspective that I have that needs to evolve, because I see teams work remotely at a very high level.
Sure.
All the time, and I believe that's possible.
Yeah.
We in broadcasting are not used to that.
No, I think a lot of creatives need to see each other, need to be in the same room.
That's a fair point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But as I was walking home the other day, I'm listening to a bunch of different podcasts.
Sure.
And trying to lose some weight. And
were they weight loss podcasts?
No.
Okay.
Just
the walking.
The usual, like the Lincoln Project, the Daily. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there. And I'm like, oh, let me look at this like trajectory of like the workforce where we're at, because it affects the economy and where everybody's at. And I run across an article from the Wall Street Journal that says that DC ranks number one with this work from home hybrid workforce. Number one, as in we have the most work from home to non-work from home, like the balance.
So the people are still staying home.
50%+ are still staying home, and they account for like low 50s, right? So let's say 55.
Right.
Boston number two, if I'm not mistaken, LA number three. In order of how much percentage of the workforce is working from home and hybrid.
Okay.
And
this 50%, are these people that are, I hate to split hairs
please.
Here, but are these the people that were already working from home or overall?
Oh, no, this is comparing people this is comparing pre-pandemic to now.
So it is overall.
Was work from home a big thing before?
No.
No, I don't remember people saying I get to work from home. Most of the people that
Pony's
did that.
Pony's been saying it for 15 years. We just haven't honored it.
But, you know, outside of Mike working from home.
That's right.
It wasn't prevalent.
Right.
You would come into the office. And I have no, from an operating standpoint, you would think, okay, well, we can take less square footage on if most people are working from home.
True.
We run a different type of business because of our studios.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a level of like, we need certain square footage.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't really affect us. What affects my psychology, and I'd love to get your take on this, is that DC's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So even the increase that we've seen personally of people walking around and coming to the office.
And traffic, stuff like that.
That's minimal to what the average for the rest of the country is in big cities. So And they account for this type of disparity. And for those of you not in D.C. area, you probably don't care. You're like, who cares, Oscar?
No, I think this applies to any metropolis.
Is that it's the nonprofits and the government entities.
Ah.
Right?
Right.
So, because I know ESPN's back at work.
Yeah.
And at least flex work. But I sit here, like the upside from having work from home is you can get talent from around the country.
Sure.
Which is great
mm-hmm.
For any business. And as someone that's never worked from home, mm-hmm. not because I didn't want to, it just that just wasn't available.
It wasn't an option.
And it
for
wasn't
you.
An option. I don't know what I'm missing out on. How was it like working from home for you?
It was
and
weird.
And I've never really asked you.
It was really weird. And you know what? The one thing, I think DC probably ranks higher than other cities because in addition to all the other factors yes. they share, we not only have the rotten traffic, but we have our suburbs go way out.
Yeah.
There is a lot of area that has to be covered for some people that work in the city. So I would think they might be a little more active towards trying to work at home because it's saving them the drive and the gas and the tolls.
You save 2 hours in a commute. I get it.
Yeah.
Productivity.
It makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you come out and like, this is not, I'm not the man, though I technically am. As in the man, as in
the boss man,
as in like corporate America, the yeah. man that mm-hmm. lens. You've got the CEO of Microsoft coming out saying that, hey, like we took a poll
mm-hmm.
and 80% of the employees at Microsoft say we're much more productive at home. And then the management team took a separate poll from the management teams at Microsoft that said, hey, like we don't think 80 plus percent, same percentage around that area. Matching, say that they don't think their teams are as productive from home.
Right.
So it's a management and
versus employees.
Employees. And the CEO of Microsoft says, hey, like, I get that. I'm just giving you the data.
Yeah.
We need to figure out how to get this Gen Z, this 30% that will be the future of our company, to re-engage in this world of coming to the office.
It's weird. And I'll tell you what, the thing that really threw me when we were doing it, when the longest stretch I did at home was, I guess from like March of 20 till almost a year.
It was a little over a year.
Yeah. And it was weird because I was still doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day wasn't over when we finished. We were doing mornings.
Yeah, we're still
then.
Working. Yeah.
So, but when we would, you know, do a show and have some words and then you and I would maybe talk business for maybe 5-10 minutes and then you click disconnect. You're just in your home.
You're staring at your dog.
You're staring at your dog. Yeah. And it's weird.
Carrie was home.
Yeah.
But she was hiding upstairs.
Well, no, she was upstairs. She was doing her stuff virtually as well. She was teaching virtually.
That's right.
And Robert was learning school virtually. And Julia was doing college virtually. We were all in different corners of the house. But as far as like someone to talk without sounding highfalutin, like professional issues there's no one there. And when you
except
turn
that
it,
bottle.
Yeah, well, man. Yeah. So basically what you're saying is you killed me.
No, I didn't send you home.
I know. But I never drank during the day. That's all. Never never on the company time.
I'm almost done making jokes. I'm just happy you're alive.
I am too.
Matt Bloom.
But yeah, it was very weird. And I can see management's I'll just put a button on this for a second, Matt. I can see management's point because you are pre-programmed, and if you've worked at a company for a while, home is your, you know, that's where you go to escape. That's your refuge.
Yes.
And if you turn off your computer and all of a sudden that's where you are, you're probably not going to be as motivated.
I don't know. This is what's crazy is I don't know who's right.
It's hard to say.
I feel like.
Because I also have there's a big plus thing for no distractions. If you have just work to do.
Yeah, but if you're like a dog person, you love hanging out with your
my Linus.
Your Linus.
Yeah.
I was going to say Luna, but that's the boarding dog you guys have.
Yeah, she's sweet too, though.
Linus, like it's nice to have him around.
It's very
right?
nice,
so that's, there's so many, if you have kids, you get to watch your kids, see them grow up.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want, like I know a lot of dads that I've talked to lately. They're like, I'm happy to go back to the office, but I'm glad I had these 2 years to see my children grow up.
I could see it being a very different situation if you had infants at home as opposed to what I had was older
infants,
teenagers.
Infants,
yeah.
Infants.
I mean, if it was infants, you know, you'd want to be a part of that. The kids avoided me equally before or after the pandemic. So, I mean, they practiced social distancing as soon as they turned 13.
It still feels like we're in a movie.
It is like, weird, it's still, isn't it?
Even counting back the years since we were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I was like, that's right. Two of those years we didn't have shows.
Right.
Because of COVID. And it was the blip from the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You wanted to ask Pony.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, Matt, yes. All shtick aside, I know you hate the commute. You hate the world.
He also hates being funny, so he don't have to worry about the shtick.
Okay.
Just your perspective that, like, I remember times I was calling you and I didn't really, I'm happy that you found some sort of happiness and equilibrium in your life, but I would catch him like out of breath and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going for a run, like two in the afternoon. And I'm like, okay, I'm just working on these TPS reports. When you get a time, can you please jog back to your home,
run to your computer
and then repost what was misposted before you went on your jog.
Yeah. He's running.
Mm. Well, you know, I think
you
this
talk
was,
now, Matt.
Yeah, this is when you talk. Off.
I think it was, for me, it was like the best time of my life ever. Because like the number one thing that I hate more than anything in the world is
Oscar.
Commuting and sitting in traffic. And two is Oscar. But yeah. number one is definitely sitting in traffic. It like all of my anxiety and depression and stress revolve around that. And it's
even with those nice cars you drive.
It, crazy. You know,
his Jay Leno like collection of automobiles.
I've seen him.
Yeah. When you're sitting in one spot staring at someone else's bumper.
Yeah, it helps. It's not as bad as it was before. Traffic has gotten worse, I'll give you that.
Yep.
That, but when you were cruising in here, you're still miserable.
Yeah, I mean, it like anytime I'm in a car for more than like 25, 30 minutes, I start feeling miserable and I just start getting anxiety and it sucks.
That's why he didn't drive to Japan.
It's awful. Yes. That was the main reason.
Are you at all, do you see your friends going back or what's the story there?
No. I mean, all my friends are working from home still.
That's wild.
Yeah.
My mom
is still doing, you know, she works a 4-day week. She does two at home, two at the office.
Yeah, the hybrid's fine. I was shocked. That article just came out yesterday that ranked DC number one hybrid.
That surprises me based on the way, and you know what? I have to concur with you. To look around the city looks a lot like it did before the pandemic.
Yeah.
There's crowds.
The people, like there's actually restaurants still open.
Yeah.
And then that rolled me into another podcast about city planning. Apparently, New York City, not a 24-hour city anymore.
What?
Because people, like, for various reasons.
Monkeypox.
One of them happens to be crime.
Yeah.
But restaurants that used to be open 24 hours a day, they just can't find enough people to work the restaurant, so they close like at 10 or 11.
That sucks.
So imagine your Don and Mike days in New York, and you walk out now, and all the places you thought were going to be open are closed.
I wouldn't wake up with bruises anymore. And I used to all the time. I said, I wonder what happened there.
Shake that one off. Maybe that's my Band-Aid from last night.
It could be. Could be. the one in the hall.
The one in the hall is actually yours. Do you, just hearing that about New York is, and I'm not a New York guy.
That's wild.
So the one thing you loved about New York City, you could order Chinese food at 3 a.m. and everything was open.
Absolutely.
Now restaurants aren't open.
That's like science fiction. I can't even imagine that.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts. But Matt,
it was meant to be a bummer. I just was more asking you guys.
I'm curious, Matt, do you enjoy it all? Take traffic out of it. And I'll take traffic out of it too, because I'm no great fan of it either. I mean, you have to sort of resign yourself to it. And the way I see it is, it's not like they're targeting me.
Everybody has traffic.
Yeah, everyone has to deal with it. But if you take the traffic out of it, do you like being here around people?
Yeah, you know, I think
that was hesitation.
I think the best way to go is the hybrid schedule where you're working from home like half of the week, right? Because you get the best of both worlds, and I think it's a lot less stressful knowing that you're not going to have to sit in that giant traffic jam every single day.
Well, it gives you something to look forward to, which is
exactly,
nice.
Exactly.
But you are so needed around here. You're well liked even around
here. Yeah, you're like.
Oh yeah,
you're what is it? What do they used to tell us in radio all the time? Personnel only. It was the people that would have to stay. It was like always
essential.
A term. Essential personnel.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. You're like, you're just telling us to come in on a snowstorm.
Right.
We get it. Yeah. We get it. It's everybody.
We're going to put you up in the Comfort Inn. Yeah, four to a room.
You're essential.
You're essential.
The skeleton staff, it's all of us.
But I mean, you are an essential part of what goes here here at Podville. Yeah. And
a lot of IP addresses.
And don't hesitate, be honest. I mean, do you like working among people, or would you prefer, if you didn't have to, be on your onesies all day?
It's hard to explain.
It won't hurt my feelings.
No, it won't hurt mine either.
It's fine.
It's not that I don't like people. It's just that I have a certain amount. It's like I have a certain amount of gas in the tank for like how much socializing I can do in a day. And once that runs out.
So you mean like at the end of the day, you're not dazzling like you are right now?
No. What I'm saying is that like my batteries have to recharge a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm. I love you, man.
I do too.
This guy has hacked the system.
He has.
I walked into his office that he now shares with my wife. Really her office. And
he's like a border.
And I'm looking at. And I appreciate the time he's put in, but I'm looking at a repost of a video that we sweetened the audio on.
Right? Okay.
And I appreciate him doing that. And I see that the button says 100% uploaded, the widget that pops up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's still a button to hit post.
He hasn't done that yet?
Matt's left the building. And Shannon, I said, this says post. Do you think he posted it? That looks like a button you have to push to post.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I recognize this interface. And she said, why don't we just leave? So we call him on speaker. Yes. Not mad, but hey, must have forgotten.
Yeah, was he running?
No, he said he's in the car. He's like, no big deal. I was going to post it when I get home. So we're like, okay. He goes, yeah, I'll just remote into my machine and post. So he could not wait the minutes it took for this video to upload.
How long does it take to upload,
We have
Matt?
A fiber line, for God's sakes.
If you were to wait here, how long would it have taken?
Probably about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Liar. 5 minutes. He couldn't wait.
No,
he figured he'd make the most of that time to get on the road and get home.
Even if it's
YouTube 10. Is fast.
Which I get.
Facebook is not.
I get that. That's fine. I get that. But the fact that you just left it like that, like the janitor could have come in and knocked your keyboard.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. You should at least say,
hey. You were such a gloomy Gus. What about the optimism? What if the janitor came in and hit the post button?
Yeah, it looks like mi amigo Mateo servido a tocar el botón. Yo lo voy a hacer para él. No. Mateo left and said he'll check in afterwards. You at least have to say, hey, machine's running, don't touch it.
Right.
Or a sticky note.
I post it.
Uploading.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I will do that in the future.
You know what? That validation must feel good, Oscar.
Oh, my God. And I was expecting a hemming and hawing in America. Today, we had a breakthrough.
Now, before we close it up, I'm curious. You did a couple days at home when you had the COVID.
Yeah, that was glorious.
And what was your feeling on that?
My feeling was, that's the first time I got to enjoy my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to take the dog to the dog park with a mask on. You know, I don't know if that's allowed, but we did.
Well, dogs don't like masks. Oh, you were wearing them.
I was wearing them.
Okay, now I get it.
And we walked around. Just we're able to walk around during the day.
Sure,
it was fine. But like, I don't know. I'm not built for remote. I'm built for like I want to be there when S goes sideways to fix it.
Yeah, especially. I mean, it's weird when we did for so long. We did the show from three different states.
Yeah, but at least you had like a core team.
Yeah.
In DC where the nerve center was.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Matt at home, like being able to remote in and try to do his best on his line. Maddie eventually moved in because she said that they might be getting married soon. I don't know what the story is if they're still together. But at that point, she had been with
Johnny
her boyfriend
Mac?
And she's just staring at him 24/7 in the cat. She said, can I come in? And I said, that is up to you. I can't make
she
those
needed
choices.
Out.
They were in a small one bedroom.
Woman of action.
So once she got in, it got a little easier. But I hate to even talk about those times.
Yeah.
But that article and that report about New York City not being open 24
that's
hours
really
a day
weird.
Anymore.
That's weird for me.
It's the new times, right?
Yeah, it has. Things have changed.
Like after, what is it? After COVID, after AC.
AC?
AC.
Well, I'll think air conditioning if you say that.
Yeah.
How about PC, post-COVID?
But isn't it AD?
Anno Domini?
No, like after.
Anno Domini. It means after the. It means essentially after Christ, doesn't
What's
it?
What's PD?
PD is a program director, and he's a dick. So I'm glad we finished that up. Just remember, never trust management. I think that's our takeaway.
Get your new vaccine.
Okay, Carrie hurt my feelings.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it. It sparked something in me. We'll discuss it when we come back. Carrie, who's still coming down off her birthday weekend. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
It is a brand new profile picture of Rob Spiewak.
Doesn't look anything like you.
A new online conspiracy theory suggests that TMOS regular Rob Spiewak was secretly replaced in March of 2022. He suddenly disappeared from the show, and when he returned, he was replaced by a man whose facial features resembled Spiewak. He was nearly 100 pounds thinner than the original Rob. Audio evidence online shows clear backward masking that is cleverly added to the end of every TMOS bonus show. Just take a listen.
This is Mike O'Mara's.
I buried Rob.
Make up your own mind. Get a bonus show subscription and listen closely for more clues. Is it the real Rob or a Spiewak imposter?
It's me.
Hello.
Hello. You know, we all love our Rothies. They're the best shoes in our closet, and you're going to love them too because they are insanely comfortable. Rothy's feel broken in from day one.
Got them on right now.
Which one?
I bought a second pair. I bought the black pair.
So cool.
Of the sneaker.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I know you're like, well, Oscar, these are a little pricier than usual shoes.
Pay it.
But when I tell you that I've had these shoes for a year, washed them twice.
Look how glowing white they are.
And this isn't like, I'm going to wash my sneakers. They won't work. Everyone's done that before.
Yeah. No, these, they do it.
These get washed and they feel brand new. They look great.
Their soft, flexible material and wildly, wildly comfortable insoles make them the most wearable shoes right out of the box. And he was just saying, if you hate dirty sneakers, Rothy's are machine washable. They're knit with 100% recycled materials. Even the laces are made from plastic water bottles. So it's no wonder that Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every customer. Yeah. And I'll say this, I never get complimented on footwear. Never.
No. I guess maybe I should. The styling's great, right? Oh, your driving loafers, awesome.
Well, no, but I was going to say the boots.
The boots are great too.
I get people say those are awesome. What are those?
The sneaker replay factor.
Yes.
And by that, I mean being able to wash them and they look like they're brand new.
Yes.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, and I've seen Robert sit on the deck with a toothbrush because he was a shoehead for a while.
You don't have to do that.
No, I don't have to do it. And to top it all off, the driving loafer, which I also love, was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Best Inventions of 2021. And it was called the ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. You got to see these shoes. And there's a lot of new boots available. If you go to the Rothy's website, just go and shop it. You'll love it. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's with new shoes, bags, and more for everybody. You can snag something for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/TMOS. That's $20 off Rothy's, rothys.com/TMOS. You will love them. Now, Carrie changed her profile picture on Facebook.
Oh, let me look.
And she looks beautiful. She looks dynamite. I know that she was a little hesitant to embrace what the changes of the plastic surgery did.
Let me see if she, this is the first time I'm going to be able to see her in full glory.
Okay, you're going to go to her page.
Yeah, I'm on her page now.
It is her profile.
Holy picture. Yes.
Doesn't she look beautiful?
My God.
Yeah, right?
She looked beautiful before.
She did.
She looks, if I may.
Yes.
I mean, this is a thirst trap she posted. America, if you're friends with her, it looks like she's not even clothed.
Yeah, I know. If you,
she knows she's married, right?
Yeah, she does. I remind her occasionally. I come home most nights, and that's always a reminder. Yep. She is wearing a shirt in that, by the way.
Barely can tell. Looks like. I mean, I'm a confident man.
Yes,
and I'm sure my wife will leave me one day just because you know
just to show you.
And the lack of affection on my end.
Yes.
I'm prepared for that. It's going to hurt, but when it happens, it happens.
She looks great.
Your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife.
My wife.
This is not appropriate for a happy marriage.
Well, she's happy, and that makes me happy. Okay. But I just want to say that she,
who am I to say?
She is as lovely as she was the day I met her.
That's the right thing to say, but this picture, it's, you can say sus.
It's not sus at all. But anyway,
Honey, are you seeing this thing?
I just saw it. Right? It's
a thirst trap.
It's something.
Yeah, someone's, it's something else. Someone's thirsty.
So she is.
Carrie.
She looks great. And when we went out.
I'm not going to say it for what, because I respect my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really not the point of the story. She does look good. And we went out to see that comedy show over the weekend.
Thirsty.
We saw the David Koechner, All the Water You Want.
Yeah.
So
I want to put it on a poll and say thirst trap, yay or nay.
Stop it.
America.
Don't put it on any
sort of
poll.
No, I will respect her.
P-O-L-L or P-O-L-E. She doesn't belong on a poll.
I mean, if Carla put a picture like that up.
Yes.
I would tell Mike that's a thirst trap.
Okay. Well, it's not.
Well, I mean,
she looks good.
The top is not a top.
It is.
It's two spaghetti straps.
If you think that it's not, then it's not.
That's right. Thank you, Pony. We always agree on strategy. So I was looking and telling her how good she looked, and she looked great when we went to that comedy show, and she was looking at the pictures after the fact. And I said, don't you see how good you look? You look great.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
Really, really fine. And she says, yeah, look at you. I said, what about me? She says, you've lost so much weight. You look old.
Well, Carrie, in fairness to you, I agree. You're right.
I know, but you don't want to hear it.
He's infirmed. And he's fighting his way back to life. Yes, there is an ashen tone to his palate that we try to warm up with lights here in the studio.
Yes.
When I walk into his turkey and carrot buffet.
Bonanza
in his office. It looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost is having a meal. Yes. I'm just happy my friend is here.
Yes.
And living and working.
But they snapped a photo of myself and her and David Koechner and Rob Mayer, and I looked at it and I said, I do look old. I look old.
It's not skinny, you look great, right?
Yeah, the weight is definitely gone.
It's if there was a way, and I think this probably has to do with your overall state of health at the moment.
Sure.
But we've all hit that little vibrance or like within our iPhones or your phones where you hit that one button that gives you a little more color.
Yeah.
If we had that for you, we'd hit it every day.
Like in real life?
Yes.
A real life vibrance button?
A little more skin tone to enhance his pigment.
Yeah, the vivid button.
We need a vivid button for your life.
So not the video company. It's
No, I was thinking
I hit that button and they didn't deliver me any DVDs.
We need a saturation meter on your skin tone.
Saturation.
Outside of the studio. or a full tripod of lights following you around. Because in real life, you were grayish. You were less gray than you were a month ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I'm bouncing. I'm bouncing back.
You went tubing, and it seemed like you were telling us a lie because there was no color on you.
It looked like a bag of flour out of the tube.
This guy stayed indoors all weekend. He didn't go tubing.
So anyway, she said I look old. So I start looking at it, and I realize, you know what? I'm not a vain man.
Yeah.
So I need to do what I can to improve what
I've
got.
Dye your beard. You're going to look great.
Well, no. I have purchased, and Mike has given me crap about this in the past, and this will be fun because you can track the progress of this.
Can't wait.
I have purchased Crest 3D white strips for tooth whitening.
Oh, that's no-brainer. No-brainer. You can get better than paying the dentist because that's expensive.
Yeah, well, these are not cheap either. But the thing is that I no longer drink wine.
Yeah.
I no longer drink any sort of caffeinated beverage. My teeth, if I get them white, they'll stay white, unless carrots can dye them orange.
I'm here for the glow up.
The glow up?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
You think it's going to work?
I think it could work.
So I will start that tonight.
You have good teeth.
I have fine teeth.
So were they yellow in the picture?
My teeth are a little yellowed. But what happened is, no, it's not that picture.
I know. I just keep looking at your wife.
I see what you're looking at.
I'm so sorry.
But there was one of the Vegas trips. There was a picture of me and Zoolander that was taken, and
that was doctored up. That was great. Your wife in her profile pictures, by the way, has 0.0 pictures of you and her.
Oh, I know.
There's just a lot of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's like she deleted you from her life.
Not yet. I'm still coming home. Locks haven't been changed. As far as we know,
at least one obligatory. I'm married. Nothing.
Well, I think maybe, does she have like highlighted pictures?
No.
All right, any pictures of the kids?
There's one of her and another man or cousin, I guess. This is another cousin.
No, that's a guy from Iowa named Scott.
Okay, well, that's
She's very affectionate to him.
Scott. Oh, there you are. Yeah. There you are. From 2011.
Yeah, I still have long hair.
There are 59 pictures in her profile pic. You're on picture 41 of 59.
Well, do me a favor.
Yes.
Keep looking. But take a break. We got to do a quick break, and then we got sound time coming up. But remember, Crest. 3D white strips.
Work.
They do?
They do.
I can't wait.
Yes, and they're three-dimensional.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
My teeth are going to start growing out?
It was a 3D marriage. Just witnessed. Jesus.
I'm pretty sure that was an insult.
And now, some sentimental thoughts from the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's going to get harder, and it's going to get worse.
Keeping it real.
When it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid noise.
You was a dummy!
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now!
You should do what Carrie does.
What?
She gives her phone number to every Uber driver.
No.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Call me up.
Here's my profile pic.
This is a picture of my husband 12 years ago. Yes. Are you getting back into your normal routine? If you do, you know it feels great to get back to normal. But managing meal prep on all of the chores that cool weather brings, not so great. Skip all the mealtime stress with Freshly. Freshly's got lunch and dinner covered with fresh, and you know, technically could be breakfast too.
Anytime. I mean, I've had Freshly's anytime.
Sure.
Go time.
With fresh
meals. Some may say too many.
I would never say that. Freshly gives you fresh made meals delivered right to your door, and now for a limited time, you can unlock exclusive end of summer savings and get $125 off your first five orders. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, and they fit your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen. Yeah. I'm a food guy.
I can't stress this enough. You can decide what kind of food you want, calorie intake. You're on a certain diet. I most times will ask my wife if she's going to eat her Freshly, because I've been eyeballing it for a while as well.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
And just 3 minutes in the microwave. That's it.
Done.
No prep. Good. Oscar loves Freshly, too.
No kitchen needed.
I know that you've been digging the Cuban Mojo Shrimp, or is it Mojo Shrimp?
I think it's Mojo.
Mojo. Get your mojo going with the Cuban Mojo Shrimp. Having one less thing on your plate never tasted so good. Take advantage of Freshly's end of summer sale and score a special deal. $125 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS when you order today. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. Freshly.com/TMOS for $125 off your first five orders.
Do it.
Very good. And I hate to monopolize the talk of my family, but I got a text during that.
Oh, what happened?
Julia, you know.
Oh, I thought it was your wife.
No, well, she.
I'm leaving you.
No.
This profile pic worked.
Ka-ching! Winner!
No, I want you to be happily married.
I just want to be happy. I mean, whatever it
takes.
A
divorce would be good for the show.
Though. It would be great for
Bring
the show.
Heat.
But Julia, you know, she's in her senior year, so she's taking all these art classes.
She's all grown up.
Glass blowing and glass design is what she's doing. She just got a critique of a number one, which is the highest grade you can get. Her project was she made glass anthuriums, which are those red flowers that you see in Hawaii all the time. But look at this beautiful project she did.
Oh, my God. That is gorgeous.
So, and I doubt you can see it. But anyway, she made fake glass flowers among real flowers. And she's actually in there with the red hot molten glass making this stuff.
What do you think they're doing?
I don't know. It's you know what? It seems a much more effective education than WVU offers somehow.
He could probably take those classes.
I don't know.
He hasn't found his passion yet.
I know if he could blow glass, what he'd make.
Oh, yeah. This is a gravity bong, guys. Look, it took me 6 weeks to sneak this out of the kiln.
Pieces at a time.
Yes. My professor didn't know we were making this. I used a lot of extra material. I want to call it the crippler.
I bet. You know what? I bet the WVU glass blowers make more mugs than bongs. Because I think a glass-blown bong would do better in Richmond. I think that's more of the neighborhood.
No, it's just, I remember seeing a three-story bong.
Yes?
At WVU.
Really?
That was carried by, it was like, what are those elves? The legacy of...
The Keebler elves?
No, the elves from the Amazon show. Oh, God.
Oh, that's your show. You watch all that stuff. Yeah, I don't look at that. I gave up on the dragon
show,
too.
There's a name for, like, people that take care of things. There's, like, a...
Caretakers?
No, it's...
You see, Pony, the people this that take care
English,
of things...
This is where English...
...are caretakers.
There's... Who, take care of who are the Freemasons? Like, what is their group? They're like...
Like a fraternity or a...
No,
a secret society.
They are a secret society.
Okay, that's
a
close.
Brotherhood?
It's a brotherhood of the bong. Where they carry the bong from its like origin home where it lives to the party.
Almost like the Olympic torch.
Yeah, to take care of making sure that it's clean, it's been
it's decent,
it's been secured so when someone is on that second floor window or a third floor party window, they actually get the right hit. Like someone's up. The amount of engineering that goes into this in transport alone is like the Hubble telescope before it went to space. They had to clear the roads.
Man.
Except you see all these hippies walking up hills.
Robert, choose a major and don't do it in glass blowing. That's all I'm going to say. Very good. But remember.
Well, thank you for getting me to brotherhood.
The people. I was just trying to help out. Keep in mind, everyone who graduates from the WVU puppet making program gets a job. They're very proud of it. That was actually something they said on the tour.
Well, puppet making Jim Henson, University of Maryland.
Yes, exactly. Well, he couldn't get into WVU.
No.
He said, through story, bye! That was supposed to be Kermit. It wasn't, I suppose. Anyway, thank you. Just shaking your head. And remember, if you take care of something, you are a caretaker.
Greetings to my father. Has he got a condo or does he have an apartment?
They call him Condo Bob.
Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
I once saw Condo Bob bowl a perfect game while receiving a colonoscopy.
Best damn management consultant in the firm.
He had to have his feet registered as deadly weapons in the state of Delaware.
Condo Bob has fathered every male child in Indonesia since 1985.
In the wintertime, snow will not accumulate on his walkway out of respect to Condo Bob.
Condo Bob!
Condo Bob does all of his shopping through the TMOS Shopping Center. One click and he gets what he wants. While everyone else has to click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com, Condo Bob simply orders his items through the power of his mind.
Got a condo made of stoner.
My pop, he lost current. That's what they say on the Eastern Shore when they have a power outage. He lost current. Wow. But he was back. They had some storms day before yesterday. So
feels a little... I mean, not a hurricane, right?
No.
Just a thunderstorm?
Just a thunderstorm. Things are a little different on the Eastern Shore.
Infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure indeed. With the housing market facing an especially cold winter, can home buyers gain the upper hand, Oscar?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Well, according to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, having the right mortgage lender can give you that advantage. The lender you work with can make the difference between celebrating a new home versus losing your dream home and kicking yourself. Because lending has changed a lot. And whether you're a first-time home buyer or a veteran investor, you need a team that will get to know your specific situation and get you the absolute best deal and program. Cornerstone First Financial continues to wow their clients with their low rates, ease of underwriting, and speed to the closing table. It's no wonder they continue to be voted one of the best year after year. So even if you're working with another mortgage company, use them as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal. Plus, they are our friends, and that's God's honest truth. Call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one mortgage company of TMOS, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And I know somewhere I have this.
Sound. We call this stereophonic sound.
If you moved away, you'd have no commute.
That's I could live here.
Technically.
Yes. Well, you know, I could, my office, I'd have to like black out the windows.
They're turning the old Peace Corps headquarters around the corner here.
Yeah.
Into condos.
Are they really?
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's like
something in the neighborhood.
Turn everyone's, there's no commute because there's no commute.
That's right. Just walk
you
to work.
Walk right around.
Walk to work. Pony, you should live with the Peace Corps.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
Me and you could share a room.
Oh, even better.
They're remodeling them into luxury condominiums.
No. It's two bunks made of plywood.
I'm sure they'll be affordable.
I got top. I bought this.
There's Pony. Should be affordable. I hate it.
You know what? I don't like the Peace Corps, and I don't like affordable
housing.
Who
wants peace?
Yeah. No peace.
What?
I don't know.
this guy.
Do your sounds.
You know what?
He's scared of traffic.
You gave him too much to work with. Too much. All right. You love your NASA. You love your outer space.
Yeah.
And yesterday, NASA successfully blew up an asteroid the size of a football stadium.
This is big news.
With something the size of a Coke machine, yes. Which is pretty amazing. Now, I have a question for you before I play the sound.
Please.
Does this mean there's an asteroid headed towards us they haven't told us about yet?
That is the billion-dollar question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
Play the sound.
NASA was able, there's no great explosion here, but they actually were able to destroy an asteroid the size of a football stadium. It's called Dimorphos.
Looks to me like we're headed straight in.
Oh, my goodness. Eight, yeah. Seven, oh, six, wow. Five, four, three, two, one.
Oh, wow.
Awaiting visual confirmation.
That's pretty amazing. That's the stuff they've been talking about for 40 years.
It's Armageddon without Bruce Willis.
I'm glad you said that because I did a remix that I think actually works better of that tape. I think you'll like this. This is
looks to me like we're headed straight in.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. All right.
And we have impact.
I can't talk that. That technology and that experiment alone could save our entire species.
And I really feel that with all that said, NASA needs a better social media director because they really should have put the Aerosmith song.
Hey, this
could
have been great.
Yeah. Don't want to miss a thing. All right. So
think about what's happened this year, right? All the rocket, like the
Pony came back to work
outside of space, SpaceX, yeah. And the returning rocket boosters.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the James Webb telescope, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you have, I know that we have a launch pending in Florida,
right?
From NASA, but then you have this.
That's pretty amazing.
This is, I mean, the fact that you can there's a battering ram for anything now,
right?
This is great.
I love it. I love it. I think, you know what? Even me, who is not all that into space, I think that's very cool. Now, Aaron Judge continues to chase home run number 61 to tie himself with Maris. And last night, he was at the Blue Jays stadium, and they did an intentional walk because they want to win the game, mm-hmm. right? And so the fans were not having any of it. His mom was in the stands, too.
Now, you could get mad at the manager all you want, but he's playing for something. Now, if Alex Cora did this, you have a real reason to get angry, but he's trying to win this game to get into the playoffs. His mom, kind of bemused and frustrated. Just think what you, back at home, and how frustrated you're feeling that you don't get a chance to see Judge, and then think that's her son, and she's watching every single at-bat, waiting for him to do something so special, and so probably times it by a million by what you're feeling at home.
First of all, if you're paid to talk, don't say times it by a million.
Thank you.
Second of all, do you suppose when he got home that day, his mom was like, you couldn't have at least swung at it?
No, you could have
swung at it, Aaron.
This is beyond that. If I'm in the stands, I'm upset because it's a $2 million ball.
Yeah, you want to see it.
I want to see it. If it's in my direction,
yeah,
and I'm there, I'm not, you know, I respect the kids that gave back the number 60.
Yeah.
And said, hey, we're good to go. Like, you've done a ton for the game. Appreciate the work you've done to the.
Didn't they get like a jersey and a refillable Coke cup?
Some signed bats.
Yeah.
This ball, 61, is like already been placed. A bid is in $2 million.
And you know what? He'll get as much for ball 62 as well, home run 62, because that's the one that actually breaks it, too. Because 61 will tie it, and 62 will be the.
No. I'm almost positive. 60 tied it and 61 breaks it.
No, it's 61. 61
Don't
is Maris' record.
Can you double check that, please?
61 is Maris' record because it happened in 1961.
We're both not baseball guys here.
I saw the movie.
I don't want to walk away from this right now. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. Which one's $2 million?
Well, I'm saying that the tie-breaking ball and the ball that actually...
The tie-breaking ball is the one he got back.
No, I don't think so. I think 61.
Why would he care about that ball then?
Because, I mean, they're all part of the chase.
Oh, no. No.
It looks like 61 is the record.
61. That's 60 yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, but he's going to hit 61.
That's right, and then he'll tie with Maris.
No. Pony, what do you have there?
Yeah, when he gets to 61, he'll be tied with the record.
Yeah, correct.
He's at 60 now, which is one shy of the record.
And so, it's actually not the record, because didn't McGuire and Sosa both destroy that record, although it's a tainted
record? No. See, this is where I'm lost now.
Okay.
Now you're just saying things.
No, I'm curious. Because I remember. Sosa and
I remember that home run derby, yes.
Yeah,
I agree. I feel like in the interest and respect for the game, that we should come back and have done our homework.
Okay.
But I'm almost positive that I read that this next ball is worth $2 million.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the ball after that I think any ball from now on in the race will be valued too. Yeah. But I think 61 and 62 are the most valuable balls.
We've learned
there.
A lot.
Yes.
That we have no idea what's going on in the world of sports.
And speaking of valuable balls.
Yes.
No, actually not. Let's close with this. Yeah. Here's one for
this
Mike.
This is embarrassing. I'm so sorry, America.
I'm not embarrassed.
But you paint
yourself as an athletic supporter.
No, I thought I knew.
Yeah. Well, it's 61. You should see the movie.
Whose?
The movie that HBO made. Actually, Billy.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Billy Crystal directed a movie called
City Slickers?
No. Also great, though. Called 61, about that season. And it's great.
It's a made for HBO movie?
It was a made for HBO movie.
I don't have time for that.
You're a very busy man. No. All right. Here's one from Mike O'Mara. Ron DeSantis update for Florida. I'm sorry. Yeah, nice cueing, Rob.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has warned of potential evacuation orders this week in advance of Hurricane Ian. The two aren't related. He just loves kicking people out.
Thanks, Santos.
Ron DeSantos.
Santos loves DeSantos. The joke. And that, folks, is Soundtown. There you go. Thank you for listening. And tomorrow we're going to have more sports talk.
Yeah, that was so painful.
I don't know why.
That's going to haunt me tonight.
I don't know why WJFK fired me.
Why didn't you know?
No, I could have done all that.
I'm as culpable. Yeah. I'm yammering about records.
See, I can talk about records. I got all kinds of records.
No, not the wax records.
Hot wax.
I can't wait till Mike hears this. He'd be so mad. A hot text will come through. Never talk about baseball again without me.
Thank God he listens to every episode when we do
it.
Oh,
you bet he's listening right now.
That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages and talking head requests can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C. 20036. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TikTok, internet,
Bitcoin.
Awesome. Thanks for listening and join us again the next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. And don't forget, tomorrow Mike will be joining us with Hurricane Update.
We'll also play Who's on First.
What's on Second? I don't know who's on Third. And for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.